are the fate of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remaining unresolved ahead of a second day of questioning. And the legal process seems to be complicated. He was quizzed by Sweden's chief prosecutor for almost 8 hours on Monday. However, Assange did finally get the chance to give evidence on rape allegations from 2010. However, concerns remain that even if indeed the case is dropped, his freedom is not guaranteed. RT's Polly Boyko reports.
Julian Assange's interview with Swedish prosecutors could take several days. It's a complicated process whereby the questions started off in Swedish, they're then translated into Spanish, and they're asked in English by Ecuadorian prosecutors inside the embassy. And for anyone thinking that this development could lead to a quick resolution of this entire legal saga, well, they're going to be disappointed. It could take some time for Swedish authorities to receive the transcripts of Julian Assange's answers and then for them to consider what to do next with his case. We got more details on all the potential outcomes as a result of the questioning taking place here from one of Julian Assange's lawyers.
If the Swedish prosecutor decides not to issue a charge in relation to the one allegation, Mr. Assange should, of course, be free to walk out the embassy immediately. The problem is that if he exits the door, he still has no guarantee that the United Kingdom will not extradite him to the United States. There is an ongoing national security prosecution against Mr. Assange. In the absence of any assurances that he won't be extradited to the US, he faces that risk. And the UK has in fact said that they could arrest him for violations of his bail, even though when he entered the embassy, it was daylight hours and he was not in any way violating the bail conditions.